ticket hotline from Rangers spring training in Surprise, Arizona, is the president of the team, the Hall of Famer, Nolan Ryan. Morning, Nolan.
Morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing okay.
Good. How are you?
I'm actually not staying in Surprise.
Oh, you're not?
Well, I'm staying out in the desert about 40 miles from Surprise in a makeshift habitat I fashioned out of sand.
Why is that?
Well, it's not that I couldn't afford a place in Surprise. It's just the hunting's better out here.
Getting some hunting in the desert?
You guys kind of know my deal. Of course, I only eat what I can kill.
Yeah.
So I've been living off of rattlesnakes and geckos ever since I've been here. I lost about 10 pounds. I have a large worm living inside my intestines.
Oh, gosh. Nice.
And I would hold my head over a steaming bowl of cabbage to coax that worm out, but he eats my waste products, so I don't have to go to the bathroom too much. Kind of works out.
Is this interfering with your ability to look at your baseball team? Or?
No. They look at me with respect, and I think it has something to do with that I've taken to wearing a cheetah skin loincloth and elaborate Indian headdress when I dress the team. I think it kind of makes them give me the respect of the elders.
Yeah, uh-huh. I can see that.
I think we're going to have a good year this year.
Yeah, are they looking pretty good out there?
Well, no, but I'm kind of determined that I may get out there and pitch a few games, try to get as close to 500.
Wow. Aren't you like 60?
65. But with Advil, you know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right?
Sure. You can pitch another 5 innings, probably.
Also foundation repair.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah, I know you're always promoting that.
Yeah.
So you're not really looking at the team. You're doing some hunting. What else are you up to out there in Arizona?
I had the cops call me the other day.
The cops?
Yeah, cops said they found a homeless guy wandering around in our dugout.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to take a paint horse up there and I tackled the homeless guy from behind. And turns out it was actually Ron Washington, our skipper.
All right. That's ridiculous.
That's embarrassing for you and the cops,
yeah,
I guess.
Embarrassing for the cops, I told you not. That happens all the time out there in Arlington. Of course, I've noticed that Arizona has a lot of the same problems that we have back in Texas.
Oh, really? Yeah? Like what?
Snow monkeys?
Yeah. Not in Arizona.
Well, it turns out they followed me out here. They tailed me when I was coming out here. They came riding into camp the other day in a modified dune buggy.
Oh, gosh.
Some old jalopy that they had hijacked from someone there in Texas. And they're driving recklessly through our facility out here, and they bent the frame on the batting cage. Got a bunch of donuts out there in the field.
Oh, no.
So I've been busy resodding that this morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and I didn't go with, you know, I was going to put down a bunch of squares, but I just went with a couple sprigs. I just let it take. Yeah, give it some time, let it take. You know?
That's your job? Don't you have a groundskeeper?
Yeah.
And then them snow monkeys attacked Elvis Andrus.
Oh, no.
Why?
I don't know. Apparently he made a sudden move around him or something. Scared him so bad he fled to a nearby Poncho's, and we couldn't get him out of there.
Huh, okay.
Just the closest place.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I finally, around sundown yesterday, got them all kicked out of our camp with my musket.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it takes a while to reload that sucker, but finally scared them off. And, well, all but one of the snow monkeys I scared off.
Yeah?
What happened to him?
Well, I would get him out of here, too, but he can pitch like a son of a bitch. So.
You're going to try to get him on the staff, huh?
Oh, yeah, we got him in a rotation right now. He's out there working out. And he's got massive control problems when he throws around 112. All right, fellas.
Oh, okay. No, I guess we're done.
That's it.
See you later.
All right, okay, we'll see you later. All right, we'll look for one of the snow monkeys to try to make the Rangers squad this year.
Boy, when he's done talking to us, he's done.
He is out. All right, it's 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. We will determine the biggest show coming to town.